Where exactly are you now? Are you back at home or?
Yes, I'm back home. I'm in Ratin in my home.
And how did the? Because I remember last time I talked to you, you were in a hospital somewhere. What was? Can you explain that a little bit to me?
Yeah, I was in Brussels in the hospital called Bordet. It's a hospital specialized for cancer. And I've been there 3 months, so it was beginning of March, and I was out the 31st of May. So I stayed 3 months in hospital, 62 days in a room where I couldn't go out, and 31 days in a sterilized room, means no visit, nothing. So it was tough, man. It was really, really tough.
Yep.
It was, I think, the worst I have done in my life.
Yep. What exactly? What else did they have to do to you there?
I had two chemo. First of all, I had the chemo for 1 month, where you know I lost my hair and everything. I got throwing up and all the different things going with the chemo, getting really bad, getting weak, feeling bad, all the stuff going to chemo. Then I had a week off, let's say, where it was no treatment. And then I went for the second chemo, again the same thing, and then I get the blood marrow transplantation.
And what is the prognosis at the moment?
So we killed the cells, my cells, and I got the cells from my sister. So now with the transplantation, I got the blood, the older system from my sister, and it went good. The transfer was really good. It's 100% okay. Now I have another 4 months where I have a treatment, really hard treatment with medicine, anti-reject of the transplantation, and of course all the medicaments, all the medicines going with that. I have like 15 medicine every day to take for the next 4 months again, and then after that I can travel again and I can be more free.
Yep.
Now I have to go every week one day in hospital. I go tomorrow I will get I don't know. They have to put me for the humidity, you know?
Yep.
I have to stay there 6 hours because it's in the blood.
Yeah.
It's directly in my blood. So I have to stay there 6 hours, you know, and to reinforce, to make my humidity much stronger because I'm weak.
Yeah.
So I can get, right now I still can't get any IV virus or any cold or anything from, you know, sometimes, or people getting sick.
Yeah.
So I'm very weak from that side. I have to be careful with that.
When you get something like cancer, I mean, I guess nothing else matters. Just a matter of trying to survive and get through it. What goes through your head in that moment?
You know, the thing is, when I got my accident four years ago, I was paralyzed, but my head was clean, and I could. It was myself. Giving the command to myself to move, you know.
Yeah.
It's only my strength and my will, and I want to go, you know, to get up and this and that. I want to work, but when you get sick, nothing you can do except be positive and thinking about after what you can do.
Yeah.
That helps me, and that's why I think, you know, I was close. One day I was really close to. It's a bad thing, let's say, to death. You know, I was really, really bad. And,
yep.
And what makes me strong, it was my image of after. Means I always get that image of what I'm going to do after.
Yep.
I see my kids. I want to go to motocross. I want to be on a bike. I want to see my family, my friends. You know, it's all the project you have in after.
Yep.
Because if you are negative and thinking, oh, I'm going to die, or I'm going to, you are going down completely.
Yep.
And that makes more than 50% of the of being good or being bad.
Yep.
And it's really, really, it's first, let's say, when you race, of course you're thinking, oh, today I want to win. But there it's, you play with your life, you know.
Yep.
It's something really, really important and really strong, and let's say, being positive, I can tell you that it's really important in the head to be like this, because I see this time again that it was it helps me a lot.
Yep. What I mean, what is the what you know, you had your accident, you were always a healthy, fit guy who was into fitness and everything. You have your accident, that obviously is a huge barrier in anybody's life to face that, and then you face this. What have you, I mean, it must change, totally change your outlook on life.
You know, it changed everything, changed all my life. You know, the thing is, now the value, you know exactly what's life, you know exactly what is a minute, what's an hour, what's your friend, what's your family, your kids. The value of life is different.
It's much greater, I guess.
You know, every minute I spend today in my house, you know, with my kids, with my dog, with my family, with my sister, my father, and my friends. And you can see also your friends again, who's there, who's not there. And small things make you happy.
Yep.
You don't need to be, to get to ride in a Ferrari or to have an helicopter. You know, it's nothing to do with that. It's just
breathing.
You know, breathing air, getting out, look at the sky and look at flowers, and you know, it's stupid.
Yep.
It seems stupid, but it's when you are 62 days in a room and you don't see anything outside, when you go out, it's like you survive. It's like you just born, you know?
Yep.
Wow, it's when I get first time out, man, it's wow.
It's funny because as much as you've had a successful career and life, and a healthy life, and even after your accident, still, it must make everything like winning a world championship pretty insignificant.
I will tell you something. You know, I think the most important thing in life is health. If you're healthy, you are the richest man in the world. I mean, we are 6 billion on Earth, and most of the people on Earth are rich because they are healthy. Some are not healthy. But I will tell you that now I've been 5-time world champion, and I won many races. I won this and that, and I had a successful career. I will change today, and I'm not hesitate 1 second, giving back this to get my health back.
Yeah.
You know, and I will not hesitate 1 second. I give back everything to get my back and to be just a normal person.
Yep.
Because this is the most important thing. And sometimes people are looking for stupid thing and,
yep,
you know, fighting for stupid thing, you know, really.
Yep.
And this is something that I don't want anymore. It's all, I hope the rest of my life I want to be happy and no fight, no nothing. I just want to spend my life for happiness and good thing, you know.
Yep. Are you now out of sort of what you could say the danger zone?
It's still 4 months where I have to be very careful, and let's say in November can say that I'm out of danger.
Yep.
Still now very critical in the sense of if I get a virus or something bad, can be dangerous. But of course I'm careful. I take medicine, and that's why I cannot go to let's say restaurant or cinema where there's too many people.
Yep.
If something is sick, I can get it easy.
Yep. Yep.
So I have to be careful on this side. But for the rest, let's say I can go out and let's say enjoy, you know, in my garden, enjoying my kids, and you know, I have contact with people and my friends, but not 15 people in the same time in the same room.
Yep.